was a problem. But now I love love because you're oh so nice. Awake or sleeping, it seems that you are creeping in my dreams, and it's so nice when you are near me.
A song called Oh So Nice from Melanie Horsnell, who's in the studio with us this morning. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Lovely. That's from the new album, The Cloud Appreciation Society.
Yes.
I was singing along there. You've got the words in there, so I could say. Welcome. Now, just as a little bit of background, you started your, in inverted commas, musical career at the age of about five.
Mm-hmm.
You've done busking a lot of places, Manly in particular, Sydney, London. You've bussed. You've done several LPs, including this latest one. And you've done a lot of interesting things like children's TV, songs for children's TV, for commercials. You've worked with a lot of different people. And obviously, going nicely as a solo artist these days as well.
Yeah.
How do you fit it all in?
I've got two little girls and we're on the road trip and it's a bit of an adventure.
Can I ask you about that? Because you've got your daughters are in here this morning. What are their names?
Gypsy and Harmony.
And they're beautiful little girls. They're with Liz at the moment, listening and waving as you sang. What's it like going on the road with your children? Is that reasonably hard?
Yeah, it's harder. You kind of, you know, there's moments between picking them out of the car and coming into a radio station. Quick, run, let's go. We're running late.
They're very demanding.
They're really good because you know, they sit in the back and they're only little, they're 2 and 4. But, you know, I've got a couple of ukuleles in the back there and they sit there and they just la 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 la, making up tunes, two different songs. It's all good.
hilarious. Well, is that something, because you started at five,
yeah,
is it sort of a family affair? Were your parents musically talented or gifted or interested?
Well, they'd both tell each other to stop singing, but But Dad was on radio. He was a DJ, and and I think Mum played piano sort of when she was younger. So there's a secret in there, I'm sure, about...
How did you start? Because I mentioned five, then you were busking, like quite seriously busking at 10, weren't you?
Yeah, that's how we paid for our family holidays. Stick your kids on the street.
Was it just you, or did you have brothers and sisters doing it as well?
I had a little sister, Christy, and Dad had set Christy and I up down at the Corso in Manly, outside the bank, and... And we'd play our, you know, John Denver covers and a bit of classical, because we were classical guitarists, that's right. The thing. And so we'd dress up all cute with long blonde hair and our Akubras on, and we'd work for about an hour, and then we'd get $2 and we'd go buy a magazine at the newsagent and come back in again. So, yeah, it's very exciting, actually.
That sounds hilarious. Yeah. So you were learning classical guitar at the time, though, like you were actually learning. Yeah.
So I'd learnt, from when I was five, I learnt flamenco guitar, and then I learnt classical when I was about 10, so... I was a guitar player more than a singer, but now I never thought of myself as a singer, but I think I'm a singer now.
Yeah. Well, you certainly are. You've got a lovely voice. How do you describe your music?
You know, when you have to describe it, you sort of say pop folk, I suppose. I kind of move into a bit of country now, I think. Squishing around in there, not really fitting in either box, but pop folk country.
Yeah.
And I describe this new record as a songwriter record. The production isn't fancy. The other albums have been fancier in the band and everything.
Mm.
And this is just straight up. I recorded it in a milk shed in Candaloo. And it was about... I'd written, you know, a whole pile of songs when I moved down to Candaloo, which is near Bega. And it was more about just getting the songs out and communicating that big message that I had at that time and putting it on record than trying to make it... very fancy.
Too fancy.
It's very raw. There was no overdub vocals. It was as it was live.
Just live recordings.
Yeah, a bit of old-fashioned recording style, really, because, you know,
it's so real, isn't it?
Yeah. They get a bit fancy now with, they've got computer programs where you can do overdubs 10 times and pick all your little best bits, but I quite like the wobbles, because sometimes that's when you're going to cry.
Exactly, and it's real. Yeah, it's real. Yeah. And you said in a milk shed, so an old milk shed, acoustically, was that fantastic.
Actually, the farmer had actually has done it up, so it's so they're actually, well, the milk shed is the funny part, because, you know, you still have to stop at 3 for the cows to come in, but it's the front of the milk shed, so
so it's got a recording studio and a milking part next to it.
Yeah. So you got to stop at 3, and because it's Sam Martin's, and Sam Martin's a bass player with. Well, he was with the Remains, but he's with Michelangelo, the Backseat Gentleman, and his dad, Mike Martin's a folk singer. So
right.
It's a bit of a musical farm, that one.
That is hilarious. Yeah. That is great. Now, what about the competition that sort of changed your life? Because you were busking for a long time, and then you did actually, you know, have a bit of a breakthrough, didn't you? Tell us about that.
Well, you know, you finish school and you think you've got all these directions to go in and sensible things.
Real jobs.
Yeah. And then I hadn't really thought of myself as a songwriter. I hadn't actually only written one song, and I entered into this Northern Composure thing in a competition, and I won a spot on this CD. I only had one song, and I'd quickly written two songs to enter the competition, and suddenly I thought, oh, I could be a songwriter maybe, and that's where I diverted from my career in the deli, and I headed off.
I reckon you'd slice a mean bit of ham, though.
Yeah, I was the fastest slicer around.
So that Northern Composure CD, where you got on the CD, that's a step, isn't it? So that then leads you off.
It kind of, you know, and I got this funny idea in my head that I'd go to London and become famous or something. So I kind of, you know, finished work and loaded myself off to London and wrote, you know, about 30 songs in a couple of months. And, you know, same thing happened when I moved to Canada, actually. Just a big change and...
So songs came out.
Songs came out. When I made that decision, suddenly all these songs came out. I kind of opened up to it, and I guess they came along.
And you've done that moving from Sydney down to where you are now then, and that's obviously just, you know, it gets out all this stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's another sort of element again, you know, and a relaunch of career in a sense, sort of thing, a refresher, because you can get caught up in a whole music scene and... music business and blah, 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 blah. And going to Canlow, it's all about the space to appreciate the beauty of where it is. It's so pretty there.
Yeah,
oh,
beautiful.
My gosh. So, and then just be yourself. I'm a mum now. You know, like I'm an, and it's a rejigging on myself, and this record's a bit different to my other ones. So, yeah.
You have talked, you have worked with a lot of different people, and you mentioned the country. You've worked with Catherine Britt, for one, who's pretty well known and, you know, won a lot of awards. And when you're working with somebody, when are you helping write the songs? Are you helping, what sort of stuff are you doing?
Well, with Catherine, we did some co-writes actually, and it was when my little girl Gypsy was little, so she'd come over and Gypsy'd climb on her head and we'd just write songs. And we had a really good team partnership writing songs. We'd kind of similar sort of personalities, and she's lovely, and she'd turn up with some idea and we'd go, okay, let's expand off that. And that was good co-writes actually. They were fun.
And what do you get out, I mean, as a co-writer, do you ever perform the songs, or does she who owns the song after?
Well,
that
you kind of don't know who it's going to, you know, the intention when we were writing with Catherine was we were writing for her, but you never know, one of them might come back to you because it's not really fits you better. One of the songs that we wrote together ended up being nominated for Country Song of the Year, so the APRA Awards last year before, I think. So that was really cool. But you never know who the song. You just kind of make the song and then see where it's going to fit.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't suit her, it comes back to you. And if it doesn't suit you, it sort of sits in the pile.
Yeah, it sits in the pile, or maybe you might give it to a friend, or
That's funny, isn't it? Let's talk about the new album, The Cloud Appreciation Society. We just heard Oh So Nice. How long has this been sort of coming for?
I guess my last record was 2008, and I've probably been trying to make a record since then. I had two kids, and not that that stops me.
It does make things difficult, though,
doesn't it? But it's just that, you know, like you kind of get your brain space, and I wasn't in the right, I hadn't found the right spot. I was going to go a bit of a disco record, not really. A hip-hop record, but I ended up going with a singer-songwriter in the bush kind of record. And, you know, come to Canlow, met all these great people, amazing musicians down there, recorded in the hills with the Valley Vibe, and with a person called Paul Green, a songwriter. And so just the timing was 2012 when we recorded it. Just happened then.
Yeah. Can we talk about that song you just sang then, Oh So Nice? Obviously a bit of a love song, a simple love song, but very much, you know, based around something. Who is that based on, someone?
I'll have to admit that's a Gershwin song, but that is the song, the beginning song of the album. I learned this song because I was driving home from the hospital with after I just had Gypsy, and I heard it on the radio, and it was it's an old theatre song.
Yeah, right.
And I started bawling, and then I play it all the time to her every day, and then I thought I should put that on my record because I played it all the time, and that was the start, the beginning of the record, and this record sort of then branched off that sound.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, but
and it's a quirky, a different take on obviously an old theatre style song.
It's end up a little bit country, isn't it? Oh,
yeah, sort of folky country. Quirky though as well, just nice, uplifting.
Yeah. I love playing it. It's such a nice song to play. Yeah.
And how did you get involved with doing things like commercials or writing for TV? How did that happen?
Well, I sing on some ads that people will know. But that was just from someone ringing up and wanting it, someone with a quirky voice.
Right.
And apparently I have a quirky voice. I'm like, oh, thanks.
But, that's a compliment, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I did it for, I did an ad that was end up being, which was for a...
you can name it. I think you can name a couple, yeah.
I won't name it, but it ended up being a big ad that won awards around the world.
Yeah,
and
right.
So suddenly I was an interesting voice.
And so people want you more then.
Yeah, it was quite a funny thing. I was like, I didn't really do that on purpose, but that's kind of cool. And I've sung on lots of different things. And the writing for TV, though, is I have a publisher, but I ended up writing for a small... Australian film, and then that sort of expanded off that. I wrote the soundtrack for a movie called Straight to You.
Right.
Yeah. And that's right, and I've written for Saddle Club too.
Oh, okay.
An ABC thing.
Yeah. And it's funny how you do one thing and it just leads and leads and leads and leads, you know.
Yeah, I know. You kind of one little accidental kickoff and suddenly you get in this little game. It's good.
Now, you're playing tonight at the RSL Club and then you're on your bit of a regional tour. Have you got time for one more song? We've got about 5 minutes left. What can you do for us in 5 minutes, do you
reckon? Well, this is all me, this one. This is called My Heart Just Wants to Fall.
My Heart Just Wants to Fall. This is Melanie Horsnell, who's at the RSL in Dubbo tonight and with us in the studio right now.
That's right.
This is live radio. That's right.
My heart just wants to fall in love. I keep telling it no, but it won't listen, just like a child who runs out on the road. Cars flying past, I get so worried, don't hurt it, but what to do? It knows I'm a fool, it trusts everything, but is that so bad? It's young and it's free to believe anything. It just wants to sing and lay in some warm, loving arms. Do 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 do. My heart just wants to fall in love. I keep telling it no, but it thinks I'm silly, silly Billy. Mama, you've got to let it go. Just what it likes, so you better let it fly to the moon. Skip through the stars, picnic on Mars, and sweets and champagne. Grateful she be for the key to live out her dreams of kisses and warm, loving arms. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. My heart just wants to fall in love. I keep telling it no, but it won't listen, won't listen. Do 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 do.
Beautiful again. My heart just wants to fall, Melanie Horsnell. And, yeah, that sort of, that same sound as the first song. So it really did set the tone, didn't
it? Yeah, it set the tone, yeah.
Beautiful. So you're doing sort of the whole album tonight, or do you do some of the new stuff, some of the old stuff? What do you do when you're doing a set?
Well, actually, now it'll be lots of the new album and then a little bit of sprinkles from my other ones.
Have you been here before? Have you ever toured around this area?
I haven't been here before, but I was born in Orange. So
really?
I was like, this is home, really, isn't it? I was here till I was two.
Yeah, right, okay.
My auntie's lived in Dubbo, so I've been here once before when I was little.
Oh, good stuff. So a nice bit of a homecoming.
Yeah.
So Dubbo RSL Club tonight from 7. Have a great night. Thanks for stopping in and saying g'day to us.
Nice, thank you.
Melanie Horsnell. And the new album is called The Cloud Appreciation Society. Keep an eye out for that.